in 1594, in the middle of the Italian Renaissance, a person named Tintoretti painted a famous painting of the Last Supper. I want to show it to you because it's very unusual, and I think it applies for us to today. Let me see if I can get it to work. There's always a challenge. Anyway, I'll show it to you. But when it comes up, I'll show you in more detail. But it's a picture. It's a painting of the Last Supper. But there's chaos going on. It's not just a simple like 12 people. There's servants. There's servants serving bread. And there's a woman washing dishes in the middle of it with a cat licking the water. And there's this. Okay, see it. Like there's one right in the middle who's washing dishes. There's a cat on the edge of the bucket. Thank you. And you see the servants who are serving bread, and there's servants who are serving the food, and the disciples. Here's Jesus saying, you know, whoever I give the, you know, that's Jesus giving the light around him, right? Giving the bread to Judas, and on his left shoulder is Satan, pulling him away, with the dark angels on the left and the bright angels coming on the right hand, all descending onto Judas. It's chaos, this thing. So much going on. And look at all the other disciples, all chitter-chattering. And it's actually, it's really disturbing. Like, I remember watching and going, like, what the heck is this? Like, it's kind of like confusing. And then I thought to myself, you know, it's funny. There's so many distractions on the Last Supper. It reminds me of our every Sunday liturgy. I said every time we gather, we have distractions. If it's not, I meant, no, knocking, there's a child crying, or there's something happening, somebody goes to the bathroom, somebody does this, oh, I've got, and then that's just the stuff on the outside that we see. That's not talking about all the internal distractions that are, oh, what's the score to Warriors? So, you know, I mean, that's, sorry, I'm not going to show you. Even though I have the phone in my hand. And I am wearing the right socks. No, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, my point is there's tons of distractions. Even though you're here and you have made the decision to be here, we're still distracted by the things in our mind. Well, you know, there's other things. And those are just the incidental ones. There could be genuine, like big stuff that worries. Like, if you've lost your job, will I be able to get another job? Or if you're in the middle of a transition from one school to the next, how is that transition going? And there could be an illness in your house. There could be a whole slew of things that are real, genuine, hurts, pains that we bring to this because we're human. We bring everything we are and who we are, and we're distracted by it. But yet the Lord says what he says right there to them. He says to us, take, eat, take, drink. No matter how distracted we are, the Lord always keeps on saying that, and they are. The Lord says, take and eat. You are my body broken for others. Take my blood, be my blood poured out for others. So in all our imperfections, we come to the table acknowledging that we have distractions and we have sins. It's the first reason why we start every single liturgy by saying, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have sinned. To be honest with ourselves, that since last week, we haven't got it perfect. And the problem with a perfect Last Supper image is that it looks like everything was perfect back then. I bet this is probably more honest than any Michelangelo's or any of those other ones. There was going to be chaos. They wouldn't have been at a table, of course. They would have been lying on the ground. So you can imagine the chaos, and so it is with our lives. So what are we called to do? Well, the reason we come back here every week is because of those distractions in our lives. That we're honest. We say, Lord, since last week, I didn't get it all right. In fact, there was areas that I really got it completely wrong. I was a real jerk to somebody. I really did this wrong. I did that wrong. And if we're honest, all of us have something to bring. Not a single one of us here got it right. Nobody. Not one of us got it right the entire time. And that's okay. What we do is we keep coming back to the table and listening to his call to say, take, Brendan, eat. Take, Brendan, drink. Try again. Try harder. Take me with you. Let me be you to others. And so that's what we commit to, again. To work harder at being kind. To work harder at being gentle. To work really hard at being forgiving. To make a difference in other people's lives. To love others as God has loved us. That's not a once a lifetime or even once a week project. That's a day by day effort, and we will fail. But that's okay. But as long as we're trying and we're facing the Lord and we keep coming back, we're going to get better and better and better. And after a long period of betters, a long period of having come, we will actually be ready to meet the Lord. So let's not give up. Even though we are distracted, maybe even broken, maybe even wounded, let us continue to make a difference and be Christ to others. His body broken for others. His blood poured out for others. We promise to be what we receive, the body and the blood